Nolte, More Polling Shows Trump Sweeping Every Swing State. By John Nolte on February 29, 2024. Add Bloomberg/Morning Consult to the latest round of polls showing Donald Trump sweeping all the 2024 swing states. Just a few days ago, Emerson Polling/The Hill surveys found former President Trump leading his fraudulency Joe Biden in the seven states most likely to decide the next president. Thursday, Bloomberg/Morning Consult showed the same. Here are the results from a two-way race. Arizona, Trump 49, Biden 43, Trump plus 6. Georgia, Trump 49, Biden 43, Trump plus 6. Michigan, Trump 46, Biden 44, Trump plus 2. Nevada, Trump 48, Biden 42, Trump plus 6. North Carolina, Trump 50, Biden 41, Trump plus 9. Pennsylvania, Trump 49, Biden 43, Trump plus 6. Wisconsin, Trump 46, Biden 42, Trump plus 4. This same pollster had already surveyed these same states at the end of January. In some states, Trump improved his standing. In others, he lost some ground. Here is the net gain/loss for Trump compared to last month. Arizona, plus 3, Georgia, minus 2, Michigan, minus 3, Nevada, minus 2, North Carolina, minus 1, Pennsylvania, plus 3, Wisconsin, minus 1. Bloomberg/Morning Consult also surveyed the same seven states with Robert Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, and Jill Stein in the race. Overall, those results look even better for Trump. Arizona, Trump 45, Biden 36, Kennedy 9, Trump plus 9. Georgia, Trump 45, Biden 38, Kennedy 6, Trump plus 7. Michigan, Trump 41, Biden 40, Kennedy 9, Trump plus 1. Nevada, Trump 44, Biden 37, Kennedy 9, Trump plus 7. North Carolina, Trump 45, Biden 35, Kennedy 9, Trump plus 9. Pennsylvania, Trump 45, Biden 36, Kennedy 8, Trump plus 3. Wisconsin, Trump 41, Biden 35, Kennedy 10, Trump plus 6. Here's the ground Trump has won/lost in this five-way race since last month. Arizona, plus 1, Georgia, no change, Michigan, minus 5, Nevada, minus 3, North Carolina, minus 4, Pennsylvania, no change, Wisconsin, minus 2. Despite any fluctuations, here's what matters. In a two-way race, Trump is at or near 50% in five of these states. In the remaining two, he's at 46. Biden cannot top 44% in any of them. Hunter's dad is stuck between 41 and 43% in six states. These polls are not outliers. In the Real Clear Politics average poll of polls, here are the results in those same swing states. Arizona, Trump 47.5, Biden 42, Trump plus 5.5. Georgia, Trump 48.5, Biden 42. Trump plus 6.5. Michigan, Trump 48.2, Biden 42.6, Trump plus 3.6. Nevada, Trump 48.7, Biden 41, Trump plus 7.7. North Carolina, Trump 49, Biden 43.3, Trump plus 5.7. Pennsylvania, Trump 45, Biden 44.2, Trump minus 1. Wisconsin, Trump 46.4, Biden 45.4, Trump plus 1. Of those seven states, Biden allegedly won six, every one of those except for North Carolina. The state I find most fascinating is Nevada. Trump is 8 points up in a state Republicans have not won since 2004, and that was a squeaker of around 2.5 points. Today, at least in the polling, Trump's running away with it by nearly 8 points. The good news is that this is Trump's election to lose. The bad news is that he is certainly capable of losing it. All he has to do to enjoy the greatest political comeback in American history is not remind a few million voters why they hate him more than inflation. If 2024 is about Joe Biden, Biden loses. If 2024 is about Donald Trump, Trump loses. Can Trump not make the election about himself? That's the question. Exclusive. Trump campaign video bashing illegal alien crime. If Trump truly wants to enrage his enemies, he'll act presidential for the next 8 months. If he does that, the media will lose their collective minds. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.